The Beaufort Inlet serves as the only thoroughfare for container ships to bring nearly 2 million tons of cargo each year to the Morehead City port. Keeping that channel open is vital to the region's economic growth. Every 3 years, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dredge the Morehead City Harbor to allow safe passage for the large vessels. But now, proposed changes to where the dredged material may be deposited has Carteret County residents at odds. Mayor of the town of Atlantic Beach, Trace Cooper, says placing sand on Shackelford banks is unnecessary.
We've seen no documented benefit to putting dredged material there. It's a pristine national seashore, so we don't know what the goal there is.
As part of a federal requirement, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers must have an integrated dredge material management plan for the Morehead City Harbor to assess how dredge material is disposed of. When the Corps set out to draft their new 20-year plan, they sought the help of local, state, and federal agencies for suggested options. Chief of Environmental Resources for the Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District, Phil Payonk, says the National Park Service, which is located at the Beaufort Inlet, was part of the planning process.
It was at that time that they realized that the resources that they manage were being affected by the dredging, and so they asked us to consider placement of material on Shackelford. This had actually been asked earlier when the harbor was first deepened back in the 70s, but at that time they chose not to pursue that option.
Dredging deposits have been placed along the Bogue Banks area for the past 30 years. Cape Lookout National Seashore Park Superintendent Pat Kenny says they would like to have the ability to place sand on Shackelford in the future.
And if we say no now to putting sand on Shackelford banks, then we would not see sand for the next 20 years. We have asked them to consider putting sand on Shackelford banks, and then the decision of whether sand gets placed on Shackelford will be looked at based on the science of the day and the needs of the park to ensure the preservation of the park.
The environmental impact statement for the Integrated Dredged Material Management Plan was released for public review, and so far no decisions have been made. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is accepting comments on the plan through February 2nd.
Following the public comment period closing, we will make a decision of whether we're going to move forward with accepting sand from the Corps or not accepting sand, or not being in the queue to accept sand is probably a better way to say it.
A public information session was held this Wednesday at the Duke Marine Lab on Pivers Island. Mayor of the town of Atlantic Beach and spokesperson for Carteret Coalition to Protect Our Shores, Trace Cooper, asked for the meeting to be held so Carteret County residents could hear details of the plan and voice their concerns. However, he says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are only accepting written comments.
We've requested public hearings so we can give our input on how our tax dollars are spent, and the federal government is basically saying, we're not going to let you speak. That's just unheard of.
Chief of Environmental Resources for the Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District, Phil Payonk, says submitting a written statement is the best way to comment on the plan.
We want to make sure that we hear the public and hear them accurately and hear them correctly. We can best do that if they submit their comments in writing. And so then once they do that, then that becomes a part of our administrative record, and we are required under the National Environmental Policy Act to respond to those comments and to consider those comments in our final EIS, which will be prepared later.
Trace Cooper is among many Carteret County officials and citizens who believe dredging options on Shackelford banks could negatively affect the pristine coastline and wildlife.
It's a pretty intense construction process. There are large, high-volume pipes, lots of heavy-duty earth-moving equipment, bulldozers and backhoes and trackhoes and things. It's not a very sensitive operation. And I know that the National Park Service doesn't allow dogs, for example, to run off their leash because of concerns for wildlife. I don't see how they can think that bulldozers and gigantic iron pipes are a good idea.
Navigation Project Manager for the Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District, Bob Kessler, disagrees, saying the permitting process before an area can receive dredging material ensures minimum impact to the environment.
If the Park Service accepts material in the future, it would be placed seaward of the dune system in the ocean, and it's not going to cover any vegetation, so I think there'd be minimal impact to the environment. As far as, the horses and other, wildlife that's on the island, it would have minimal or no impact, I would say.
Carteret Coalition to Protect Our Shores spokesperson Trace Cooper believes the plan would have a negative effect on tourism, wildlife, fishing, and the wilderness character of this protected area.
Another concern with this plan is that it may affect the surf break at Shackelford, which doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a pretty legendary spot on the East Coast. So it's, you know, as mayor of Atlantic Beach, I'm obviously concerned about sand going to Bogue Banks, but as someone who's grown up going to Shackelford, you know, I want to make sure that it remains a pristine environment.
According to Park Superintendent Pat Kinney, there are two potential sites on Shackelford Banks that would benefit from the placement of dredging material. One of those sites is directly on the beach on the western end of the island, and the other is a nearshore area and waters less than 25 feet deep. While there is controversy surrounding the placement of dredging debris, Navigation Project Manager Bob Kessler says beach nourishment isn't the aim of the dredging project.
From our point of view, we're disposing of beach quality sand, and any incidental benefits you may get from building the beach is just that, an incidental benefit. And I do understand folks that have, you know, for 100 years, the federal government has been maintaining Morehead City Harbor, and material has been dredged and been placed on Fort Macon, Atlantic Beach, and even further, almost in every case, at 100% federal cost. So I do understand that's something that folks are used to, but just need to remember the purpose of the dredging project is to maintain the navigation channel, provide safe passage for the ships coming in and out of port.
The public comment period started December 6th and will run through February 3rd. Written comments can be submitted through the mail or an email address available on Carteret County's website and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Wilmington District website. After the final environmental impact statement is released, a record of decision document will have to be signed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the National Park Service. The Morehead City Harbor Integrated Dredge Material Management Plan is expected to be completed in spring of 2015. To download the 300-page draft environmental impact statement and submit comments on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plan, visit our website, publicradioeast.org, and click on this story.